All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo babies.
How's it going?
It's going. Oh, shit. It's going. We climbing towards the end of the year.
Going. We are definitely.
Which reminds us, we need to do our December check-in.
We do.
I will be doing it on Wednesday when I bring your Christmas gift over.
This girl is so adamant about giving me my gift on Christmas Eve, but I'm going to see her on Christmas, so I don't get it.
No. That's actually not Christmas Eve. That's the day before Christmas Eve. That's Christmas Eve's Christmas Eve.
You're not giving me my gift then.
Yes, I am. You cannot stop me. I'll be bringing it in here.
Why? If we're seeing each other on Christmas.
Because I don't want anybody else to give you what I got you. Okay, this is the thing.
If they did, you could just exchange it.
No. That's what we're about to make a pact on. If somebody gets you what I get you, you'll exchange theirs.
Okay, fine.
Okay, now you can get it on Christmas. Now I don't care anymore.
Anyway.
Yippee.
So, yeah, how's it going? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was pretty relaxing. What did I do?
What did you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I did on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Friday. I don't know what you did. Saturday, we did Kayla's B-Day.
We did. Okay. That's what we did. On Saturday, we did. We had a nice intimate dinner for an intimate.
Yes. An intimate dinner for an intimate.
Yes. And then Sunday, I just went skating and kept it pretty low key. What about you? What'd you do?
Friday. I don't know. Oh, Friday.
Friday, I had my niece. See, that's what I did.
What niece you have?
My niece. I picked her up.
Oh, Chloe.
Okay. Don't play. Don't start. My niece. My dog. You did. That's what I did. I was home with the dogs on Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know I did something.
Friday night, chilling. Saturday, intimate.
Mm-hmm.
In Versus, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Sunday, beach.
Nice. Nice relaxing weekend.
And now a bitch is officially on vacation from her white man gig. Can we get an amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Good, I'm happy. I made it.
Never would have made it.
I'm glad you're on your vacation.
Never would have made it. God,
you need,
damn.
You deserve.
You know what? I really wanted to fake work my way into vacation, but they made me crawl into it.
Yeah, there was a lot to do. You had to really work your way
in. I had to real work, but well, I'm here.
You're here, yeah. And tomorrow you're going to have a great day.
For some days. I go back to work on the 7th or the 6th.
Wow.
6th or the 7th.
She's jealous.
Yeah.
Godspeed, beloved.
But you'll be off for a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I got to get there, though. You, bitch, if you crawling, I'm bear crawling. I'm like, I'm on hands and knees.
I wish we would have been off on the same week. We could have been skating.
Yeah. That would have been nice if I was off this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You'll find something to occupy your time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's nothing.
So, period.
Today's episode is brought to you by Clorox. When it counts, trust Clorox. The same way we trust essential workers to provide the care they give to us, our families trust us to give them a safe and protected home. Our community heroes trust Clorox to keep places like hospitals and grocery stores disinfected. So I know I too can trust Clorox to provide my home with a safe environment that I can thoroughly enjoy. Usually, I use a little bit of Clorox bleach in my whites to brighten those puppies up. But lately, with the change of season and, just infection rates going up, I've been using Clorox bleach on my hard, non-porous surface, my high-touch areas, which would be my appliances, my door handles, all the things that people come into my house and touch on. I don't want those germs living in my home. So lately, I've been doing that to keep things nice and tidy. You too can do the same to keep your home nice and tidy. And just remember that when it counts, trust Clorox. New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Welcome. What's good? This is the part of our show where we typically dish tea on hot topics, things that are happening in the world. Rarely things that are happening with us, but we bring it here. So what's going on? What happened?
Versus happened and okay. Baby, did it happen? So on Saturday, I wasn't able to tap in fully like I would have wanted to,
mm-hmm.
because we were preparing for the dinner, entertaining. I was hosting.
Yeah.
But the pieces that I did see on Saturday gave me exactly what I needed. Dance moves were busted out. But today, I ran it back.
Yeah.
And, I'm just honored. And it's just an honor and a privilege to be from the motherfucking Bay Area. Okay?
Jack was like, you know that, and you know how Jack talked. He was so pumped.
What did he say?
He was loving. He was like, man, that shit go. That shit, you know how Jack talked.
My mom was sounding like Jack. She was like, it was cool. You know how they just, like, you know, it was cool. They was representing for the town, you know. I'm like, ugh.
I could just hear Connie talking.
She was like, they was representing for the town, you know. We was in here.
That's how Jack was talking, you know. That shit was slapping. I'm like, okay. You know how he gets. He immediately gets...
Let me tell you something.
Take it back to Oakland.
To be in high school, during the
hyphy, yeah, it's the pinnacle of the hyphy area.
Whenever
the
I hear
movement.
Those songs, it just takes me back to that place. And I was a hyphy wifey. I was really hyphy. Like, I was hyphy AF. I was with all of the shits, okay?
Okay.
So... the way E40 dance is the way I really be dancing. Like, yeah. Acting like I'm in a car.
In
like
a scraper.
You got to have the footwork. Your neck got to be stiff. Hands got to be moving. The DJ, so one of the DJs, so Big Vaughn, he was on like our radio station. He's like the big boy
big
of the
boy.
Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then DJ Slowpoke, he used to DJ all the parties that we were going to, like Sweets Barroom, Sons of Italy. This one on Martin Luther King in West Oak. We were just doing a lot.
Yeah.
So it definitely was nostalgic.
It was nostalgic. Yeah. It took you back to a special place in time.
Right. Especially going to Vallejo High School. Bitch. E40 was everybody's uncle.
Yeah.
Even though he really wasn't.
Dead.
And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was very epic.
You know I love a bay tune.
It was epic.
You know I love a bay tune.
And people from the East Coast really don't be fucking with us like that. And I'm like, people, I'm, when somebody.
Why did I say Too Short was trying to like talk shit about like LA? SoCal?
Saying that y'all be biting off of us.
That's what I hear.
I mean, there is biting. DJ Mustard, he really be biting the bass sound. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He do.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if he was talking specifically to him, but if he was, facts, points were made.
Okay.
So he did say something. I'd missed that part, but he was saying something like, y'all got y'all biting off the bag. You know how Too Short talk.
Yeah. Uncle Short, short dog in the house.
Period.
I mean, it was a good time. From the Bay to LA.
That was my fave.
That was your favorite? My favorite verses is still T-Pain and Lil Jon. Still. It's still my favorite. Nothing's topping it. This one was good just because E-40 was dancing and he was really making
it. And the songs, and it's just, I think it's just being from there. It's the pride that I have.
Yeah, it's the pride.
It's the pride that I have being from the Bay. It's like, bitch, all my people that I was seeing that I know from the Bay, we was on the same type of time. Bitches were pumped. They said it was a Super Bowl of the Bay.
Brittany, log off. Y'all got to log off.
We were logged on, tapped in, turned on.
Right, the Abraham. The Abraham of the Bay.
It was the Super Bowl of the Bay. Because yeah. I seen everybody going dumb, going stupid, going, remember we used to say going dummy retarded?
I've never actually said that, but you would know. You would know.
Well, bitch.
You would know. Yeah. You hold it down. You hold it down for us.
So.
I love it. Now, what I need to see is a Warren G DJ Quick battle. Dun, 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 the dun, day dun, Warren G and DJ Quick, I feel like that would be a good mashup. I feel like that would be a pretty good mashup. Although Warren G hasn't had as many like.
I was about to say, I haven't been a big fan. I'm not a fan, but mm-hmm. I only know
Regulators. Yeah.
Whatever else.
I mean, I'm trying to think of who another DJ Quick mashup would be. DJ Quick for sure needs his somebody to piece up with him. And it can't be Snoop Dogg because Snoop Dogg is like a little bit too large.
Snoop Dogg already went with DMX.
Oh, yeah. Same. I didn't watch that.
Snoop Dogg was cutting up. I only watched a little bit of it.
But I need, y'all tell me, you're from LA. You already know the vibes, DJ Quick. Ooh, I love DJ Quick. Okay. Give me somebody who would match up with DJ Quick.
I don't know.
I love.
I wish that Nate Dogg was still around.
Oh, for sure.
Hell no.
Nah, 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 nah. And that's the thing. I forgot that. I didn't even know it was an E-40 song.
E-40, he looked good.
He looked great.
He looked really good.
And we'll give him his flowers.
He was really gigging.
He was fucking it up. We will say. What else is he? And you know what else? Really quick sidebar. I think people are here just kind of over the like the streaming content. Like
I don't think they are.
You don't think
not
they're
the verses? Bitch, people have functions in their backyards with these with this verses.
There wasn't that many people in the verses though. It was like 200,000.
That's because people from other parts of the world don't really fuck with the Bay. So I don't know why. I don't think it's because they're over the verses. I think that it's just that if you're not California, you're from California. So we really fuck with them.
Yeah, we know it's
but people outside are like, oh, E-40 too short. I don't really give a fuck about them.
That's probably small fish.
Right. Right.
Yeah, small fish.
It's small fish. But I mean, you know, their loss. Because.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, we were supposed to be getting our superpowers today at 12. I was up at 12 and I didn't feel activated.
The Negro solstice.
So there's so much stuff happening today with the planets and the stars and Aquarius and Scorpio. I don't know the exact thing, but really? It's supposed to be some powerful shit. This is the first time Scorpio, Aquarius is wherever it's at in 19 years. There was an eclipse.
Tons of things happening in the ether.
On top of it being 2020. And the word on the block is from a tweet, a woman said that the black people were supposed to be getting their superpowers today. So, you know, the jokes were flying on Twitter, on Instagram. Motherfuckers had that filter on.
They make their eyes look like a laser.
Like Dr. Kumar saying that they felt like they had their powers. I was like, where are my powers at? Because I feel the same the way I felt on the 20th.
This morning when I was making my water, when I was preparing, I'm thinking like, if my powers just start right now, I'm trying to think like, what would I have?
And they said that's how you got to start. You got to drink water with lemon.
Really? You know I do that every day.
They said you got to drink water with lemon to activate your powers.
Water with lime is what I drink every day.
And then somebody was like, drink a little ginger ale, lay down.
Once I seen this Michael Jackson, I'm sure y'all have all seen it, where Michael Jackson is like at a concert and he's like moving his foot. And they were like, dun, 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 dun. They were like, if your powers haven't started, you got to do this to activate it. And the foot was like, we'll post
what would
that
you
on
want
our
your
story.
Power to be?
I would say maybe invisibility. I mean, but it could be anything.
Anything.
I don't know. It wouldn't be mind reading, because I thought about that this morning. I was like, I don't want to know what people are fucking thinking about me or thinking about shit. I don't want to fucking know.
No, I don't want to know.
And it wouldn't be
your mind, babe.
It wouldn't be flight. I don't give a fuck about that.
I know what you, who?
Flight. Like, to fly places. I wouldn't want to do that.
Transport, being able to transport. That would be
what
cool.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. What is that? Being able to transport.
Being able to transport, like, get from here
to
work.
Drive.
Oh, save some mileage on my whip. Sorry. Maybe. I don't know. Invisibility. Didn't that mean you could be everywhere at once? Like, not everywhere at once, but you could just pull up. Then you could hear the conversation.
I would want access to unlimited coins.
No, I don't think that's like a superpower. That's not like a, I don't think that's a, see, people taking
no,
advantage.
No, it is. I say it is what it is. Black people deserve.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
That doesn't seem like a superpower, though. Like, I have access to
unlimited money. Yes, it does. I have
money.
Access. Yes, it's a superpower.
Okay,
sure.
Well, then, honestly, truly, then you would need to share your power with me, and I would need your power to share with you.
What is the power you're sharing with me? Go creep up on these niggas. Like, girl, I done teleported to your nigga house, and I saw what I
yeah,
saw.
Yeah, that's why I would do invisibility.
Like, Germany, I need you to put in your cloak and go pull up.
I would be putting it on.
What did you see? What bitch. Did you see? Tell me what you saw. Now tell like, me who she was.
Who the bitch is, right?
Tell
remember
me.
With that little cloak, like in Hogwarts, Harry Potter? Bitch, mm-hmm. I would have my cloak on.
Yeah.
Okay? I would be like, Brittany, give me my cloak. Hand me my cloak, bitch. I'm out of here.
Period.
I would have the bitch sitting on the driver's
put
seat.
Put your shit on.
On the passenger seat, I would put my cloak.
Sitting in the car park with the cloak on. You don't see me, but I see you. That's what happened to me when I had stole that Walmart. The security guard told me.
Ooh,
we had
scary.
Saw him in the parking lot before we went in. Security guard gonna say to us, while y'all was watching me, I was watching you.
That's some I'm old like, shit. He was probably old and black.
He was black. And
I would have that cloak on, and as soon as that nigga opened up the door, I would slip right into his house. He come back from doing something, I would be boop, right there sitting on
the couch.
And then
take the cloak right off.
No, that's right.
No, I'm going to take the cloak right off, and you go see what I saw, and I'm saying what I'm saying.
And then when it's time to go, I'll pop the cloak back on, vanishing
period.
This bitch.
Like, you don't know where I'm going to be.
I'm like, oh, so, you thought, huh, nigga?
Yeah,
bow.
You don't know where I'm going to be, so you better be on your best behavior.
Oh my god.
And that's on period.
And that's on Marietta Little Lamb.
That's on it.
Oh my god.
Be on your best behavior, because I can put this thing on and off, and we can play if you want to play.
The play all day. Yeah. Okay. No, that's so funny. Yeah, I seen a lot of memes. We'll post that one with the Michael Jackson on the story.
Yeah, make sure you post it, because you got it.
Yeah, so funny. What else is T?
The stimulus. So they finally come to a deal.
Roll the stimmy.
About the stimulus. So it was supposed to be another $1,200 stimulus. That's what was initially being said. But then they couldn't come to an agreement. Congress went on recess. They came back. And now they're saying that the $600 stimulus checks should be dispersed this week. So the thing with this one is everybody in the home, including kids, will be getting $600. So if you got four people in your house, that's $2,400 coming to the crib.
No, but they're now saying it is child dependence. It's not adult
dependence. Not adult dependence. I'm talking about kids. Sorry, kids.
Which sucks.
So if it's a kid and two married people, that's $2,400. But if you have your grandma, if you claim your grandma, you ain't getting your grandma's money.
And if you change your, if you claim your adult children who are like 21, 22, like people
yeah,
do.
Yeah, no. But they get their own. They get their own money.
Mm.
So it's kid dependent. So whoever's in the home, that's a child. So you're going to get $600. Married couples earning up to $150,000, they'll receive the $1,200. If you make under $7,000 or under, you get the $600. And then they start going down from there.
$75,000.
You get the $600. And then they start going down from there. They're going to do an additional $300 a week. And the unemployment through March 14th, 2021.
I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
Why?
I want the full number one. 600 is like nothing. That's like a drop in the bucket for people.
But it's still some. No.
I know. But what I'm saying is for people like me, honestly, it would be a blessing to get whatever because I'm still working through the motherfucking pandemic. I haven't had any issues, right? But for people who are really experiencing hardship, who really lost their
in the face,
it's a slap in the face.
When
it's
they
like,
did the
what?
Math, they said we've been getting $5 a day.
Yeah, you and that's the same shit they run in for people in third world countries. For 20 cents a day, you can sponsor a child. This is fucked up. That's nothing. That's nothing. But I'm still mad. I'm still mad. I want that full six. Don't say 7,500. Give me a 75,000. Give me a number that's like 200,000, 550,000. 75K, nigga,
and
what?
You know that now they done agreed to that. They agreed to that so quickly. So now they're going to be sending out the checks next week.
I'll let y'all know how much
and
I got.
And I need that to be immediately deposited into my account to reimburse me for these Christmas presents.
Right. Last time I got $974.
Give me back the money that I spent on the Christmas present.
We just want everything the devil stole. Honestly, we've been paying y'all in motherfucking taxes. Y'all got our money. Everybody should have an account set up with all the taxes that they pay. We should be drawing on that money. Like, you know, you've paid $2 million in taxes over the last...
Imagine that.
It's umpteenth million years. Now, here you go. We're going to give you a percentage of that. I would be like, yes, give me my inheritance. That would be like your
the
inheritance.
Reparation.
Come on. I hate it here. I really fucking do.
It's very ghetto in America. Very ghetto. They've started rolling out the vaccine to the frontline workers. So I'm hoping that that means change is going to come.
They are rolling it out. They've given out 3,000 vaccines in my health system.
Three at your job? 3,000?
In our health system, 3,000.
What's your health system? What's your health system?
The health system is like
your hospitals?
The systems, yeah. The hospitals that make up the complete system. 3,000 vaccines have been distributed to people who are working in the purple zones. And then next will be probably the rest of us who work there. They can have mine. My job got 970.
Now, are they mandated or highly recommended?
Recommended. It's optional. It's not.
So if you choose not to get it, you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
You good? I'm like, somebody could take mine.
So after they.
People know I'm an anti vaxxer.
After all of the frontline workers are taken care of, then they're going to be rolling it out in tiers to the public.
Yeah. Supposedly.
And then from there, we should be able to open back up.
Yeah, 70 to 80% of people have to get the vaccine.
Before we can open.
I encourage you all to get it. I encourage you all. One of my homegirls at work were like, I said, did you get your vaccine? She was like, yeah. I know you're not getting it. I'm like, you know I'm not. She was like, I know all the docs know too. We know you're an anti-vaxxer. I said,
damn, the anti-vaxxer?
Like, right, you know that's such a stigma. I was like, don't spread that. Don't say anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, they just put
because then people
the title
think you're
on.
Like granola hippie and like, you're gonna make fucking ready the mumps come back or some shit. You know how people be
like,
the mumps, you
the measles, and
the
all
measles.
That.
You're living without that, huh? I'm like, shut the fuck up, y'all. Just get your COVID vaccine and let the outside open back up, and we can continue.
So we're about to see like how long it's gonna take the outside to open back up. So whatever the new normal is, I'm thinking maybe
next year,
summer.
No. Because majority of the population, it won't be offered to them until April or May. I can't imagine it being like, okay, everybody's vaccinated. Like, now let's open things back up. Maybe towards the end
of the
year.
I feel like it may be like a slow phase up phase.
They might open back the outdoor dining. Did you see they're suing Gavin?
The restaurants?
Yes. The restaurants are suing Gavin Newsom, who's the governor of California, for banning outdoor dining.
For how much?
I don't know exactly. I just seen it briefly before we started chatting here.
Oh, wow. No,
you know people don't fuck around, though. Yeah, they're pissed. They're really pissed.
I mean, some restaurants are really going to tank, and I'm just hoping it's none of my faves. Because to see them go will hurt me.
My favorite other small businesses better not go under.
Wax candy.
My nail place. Honestly, actually, it could go. It could go because I haven't been pleased with the work. I haven't been pleased with the work, but I like the girl, but not the one. And honestly,
my
if
nail,
I don't like
mom,
the work, I don't
nail,
like the
I've
girl.
I've had so many nail places during this pandemic. This is actually only my second during the pandemic. They never stopped, and they're not going to stop.
Okay. Diddy.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. What else is popping? That's it?
That's it for the tea.
Okay.
But there is something else popping.
What?
And that is the ratings and reviews. Mm-hmm. Brand new whip just hopped in.
There it is.
So if you're new here, the ratings and the reviews really help our show. Last week, we put out a CTA, and the homegirls showed up, and they showed out telling us what it is for them. And it was the relatability for them, the sisterhood, the realness.
The bravado.
The bravado, the bay to LA for them.
So many things. Thank y'all.
So let me read our review of the week. This one comes from Sheila. She says, y'all are popping. It's the jokes and the LA to the Bay vibe you ladies bring every episode for me. I have been in tears with laughter numerous times listening to you guys, and I just feel like y'all are my personal homegirls. I'm from LA and now I reside in the Bay, so here I get the best of both worlds. Keep up the great work, the fulfilling, inspiring conversations, and the realness. Yeah, it's the realness for me too.
Dead. But yeah, it's the realness.
Much love, you guys, and the utmost respect. Your sis, Sheila.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Sheila.
Let me love you.
Thank you for the review.
Comes.
There were so many. Like,
keep it
we
up.
We got the new Boo Boo Babies here. One homegirl said, it's the homegirls getting major brand sponsors for me.
You know what's popping. Brand new whip just hopped in.
Keep opening up new doors for yourselves because we love to see it.
Yeah.
We love to see it too. When they hit our inbox, we love it when we see it. So exactly. We're glad that you guys are noticing that because they're here to stay.
Next, if you haven't already, well, actually, if you have already, here's something else. Here's a new CTA. Join us over on Patreon. We have a really close-knit community over there. It's an extension of what we do over here on the podcast. It's a monetary journey. We're sharing tons of extra goodies, bonus episodes, playlists.
We do a check-in every month where we basically tell our business. That's what the bonus episode is. We sit down. We talk about things we've been experiencing. I need to comb through because I think somebody has infiltrated our secret safe space.
Will you be talking about that this week?
On Patreon? I got a lot to be mad about. No, I got a lot to talk about. So, I got a few things to share.
So yeah, if you are loving what we do here, join us over there. We don't be knowing who listening over here. So we try to be, you know.
We try to not say it all here and take it over there because...
But damn, people are robbing our safe space.
I think somebody has gotten through, but we will find you. But for the other homegirls, sit tight and keep it cute. We also have our close homegirl story on Instagram where we share things like little text messages and...
Just whatever we
things.
Want to share. Mm-hmm. Who are our patrons this week?
Our patrons this week are... If you see a new patron, point them out. Where they at? Point them out. Where they at?
Yeah.
Aisha.
Hey, Aisha.
Rihanna.
Hey, Rihanna.
Brittany.
Brittany, what's good, girl?
Kendra.
Hey, Kendra.
And Shama.
Hey, Shama?
Shama?
Yeah. Shama. Shama. Shama Ranks. What is that?
ASAP Rocky. Is that ASAP Rocky?
I think that's ASAP Ferg.
Quickly, do you think that Rihanna and thank y'all, first of all, for the patrons. Mm-hmm. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, thank you for joining us over there.
Do you think that Rihanna had a whole debate about this today? Do you think that Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are in an entanglement or a relationship?
It's probably relational.
Period.
I'm getting relationship vibes.
It's a whole...
I think they've always had a little thing.
Right.
And I think that they have some really great chemistry. The chemistry
they probably
is there.
Have some really
hot, heavy sex. The sex is probably hot and heavy.
It's hot and heavy
it's
for me.
It's hot and heavy, and that's how I like it. Heavy and hot. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Relationship.
Hot.
Speaking of which, I'll be using my Tracy's dog tonight.
Oh, I thought you were going to introduce it with partner.
I almost did. I was on the brink.
What happened?
I was on the brink. I'll
I almost
tell you.
Packed mine. I said, put him down. Put it down.
Wait, you almost brought it in?
We're doing too much.
Yeah,
right here.
On the check-in.
Okay, okay, okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to get on the close friend story and tell them that.
Yeah. Okay, so, so what happened?
Oh, no, last week's episode.
Yeah.
So last week's episode was episode 169. Damn, we're really getting to the top. We started off a new series, Wellness in Color, and the episode was Healing Through Sound with Talia
Randolph. So Talia is a skilled practitioner in the healing modalities of sound, Reiki, meditation, and yoga. She's on a mission to ignite the seeds of light within the hearts of all beings. And in last week's episode, we chatted with Talia about the benefits of sound healing, the differences between mantras and affirmations, and how to use sound therapy as an internal reset. So in our episode last week, Talia was basically reminding us that sound therapy is a powerful tool that is available at our disposal to assist us along our healing journey. So that episode was really good. A lot of you really loved it. It was really great for us. We have done sound baths multiple times. It's very accessible here in LA. But Talia just was able to give us a very candid conversation, or offer us a candid conversation about what she does through sound healing. And hopefully it piqued your interest and you are exploring sound healing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a goodie.
Yeah, it was a goodie. So this week.
Hey, y'all. During this quarantine, I have been rocking my hair in protective styles because I just really haven't had the time to do anything to my hair. But in between the styles, I've been making sure to keep my hair hydrated and moisturized by using Aussie's Miracle Moist Collection. Listen to me. The conditioner, the shampoo made with avocado and Australian jojoba oil are bae. They're so good. They're nourishing. They provide moisture. They protect my curls. I love it here, and I feel like you'll love it too. Aussie knows what they're doing. So if you're looking for products that are affordable, easy to find, starting at $2.99, you can learn more about Aussie products by following them on Instagram at AussieHairUSA. Listen to me, you won't be disappointed. Aussie is one of my tried and true. My hair is thriving, and I know when summer comes around, I'm going to have hot girl hair and a hot girl summer. Check it out and let me know how you all love it.
This week, what are we doing?
So this week, we are continuing our Wellness and Color series, and we brought another homegirl on to chat with us about all things outdoorsy, inclusivity, wellness, sustainable fashion, all the good things that we love.
Yes.
Especially with this pandemic, outdoors has become our new BFFs.
Yeah. So today we are going to be talking with our boo-boo baby, Evelyn Escobar. She is the creator and the founder of Hike Club, which is a hiking club here in LA. She's going to tell us all about what she does and just give us the insight that we've been yearning for.
Who she is.
Yeah.
So without further ado, hey, Evelyn. Tell our listeners who you are.
So I am a multi-passionate and multifaceted creator. I'm the founder of Hike Club, which is an intersectional women's hiking group based in Los Angeles, as well as just an activist by nature and model and self-taught nail artist, Virgo, Beyonce lover. The list can go on and on.
We love to say our signs.
And I love a Virgo. I too am a Virgo. I love my Virgo sisters.
I know a lot of Virgos.
You love us, huh?
I do. I really do. I love Virgos. I'm an earth sign. I mean, I'm an air sign, so it just works out. Virgos kind of ground me.
Do we? Yeah.
Yeah, y'all do.
Yeah, because the airs be way up there.
Oh, my God.
But, but Ev, okay, so Hike Club. I follow Hike Club. I wanted to come join some of the hikes, but then COVID happened, so I haven't had a chance to join yet. But what inspired you to start that? Like, what is the purpose behind Hike Club? What motivated you to get it cracking and get it going?
Well, really, it was just my experience of going and doing just like outdoorsy things and realizing how homogenous the landscape was. I mean, I moved to LA, it's been 6 years now, and you know, I would hike around LA often. By the time I moved here, I had done all of the major hikes, and I would hike by myself often, which is not the safest thing. But then I started to explore and go out to national parks, like visiting the Grand Canyon. I visited Zion National Park. That was like my first little nature road trip, and on that trip I just realized that these national parks are just so white. And, you know, I would get just like curious stares like on the trails, and I'm just like, why are y'all looking at me crazy? You know, I look more like the people who this land actually belongs to. And so it was just really one of those things that I'm like, why is it this way? And I know it doesn't have to be this way, because if I'm interested in this, you know, there are many other women of color, specifically Black and brown women, who have an interest or a desire to be in nature. And I want to create a community where we can all come together and sort of, you know, I can facilitate a kind of start into someone's relationship with nature, so that they can experience sort of the healing that I did, that they can feel represented and welcomed and safe because there's safety in numbers. So really it was like a multitude of things.
I love that. You know, when you speak about going to these national parks and various areas, because it's way different hiking or being in nature in LA, because, you know, LA is more like a melting pot. We see all type of people, and we're, I think, build a familiarity with seeing so many different type of people, that when we see others on the trails or out in the, you know, in nature here, we're like, oh, what's up? It feels natural. But specifically speaking, when Brittany and I went to Arizona, to Sedona, girl, the red state vibes, I was like, ooh. It was really interesting and uncomfortable being out there, and you do feel othered, you know, like we were out there just hiking, doing our thing, and it's like people had never seen Black folks.
They were looking at us in amazement too.
Yeah, I'm like, damn,
right,
you never seen all this good honey in person. I'm like, what's up with it? It was definitely like strange. So, you know, this is definitely necessary to have this type of space for us, because bitch, yeah. I'm not feeling like I belong.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like I said, it is so crazy because, you know, one of the things that we've done with High Club this year, because we have literally all had to like stay at home and not gather in groups as much, is really dive into why the outdoors are so white and like the racist history of this land. And, you know, obviously to start, like, we all exist on stolen land. It's because of the blood that was shed and the sacrifices that were made, and basically like the domestic terrorism that happened to the Native American people of this actual land, that we now have these national parks and these other sort of like national and state sanctioned areas for us to go to in that way. And, you know, people oftentimes are like, oh, the outdoors are just like above politics and everything else. Like, it's nature. You know what I mean? Like, how can this be a political thing? But it is political. Everything is political.
Yes.
And it's not free of its own sort of, you know, racist whitewashed history.
Period.
Talk about it.
I'm like, say it. You put the nail in the coffin, baby.
You really did.
That's true. That's true. And you know, white people do be feeling like they own everything.
Everything.
I'm like, damn, y'all don't own outside.
Right. Like, we can't hike. You like hiking. We want to hike. We want to run.
I know. And that, and it seems so foreign for Black people of color, to want to be outside. Like you mentioned, Ev, like there's healing in being out in nature. There's restoration, recentering, grounding, being in nature. And we all deserve to be here. It's nobody's, this ain't y'all shit, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Yes. And I mean, there's like so many different resources to sort of read about, just like being Black and being in nature and the inherent relationships that are there. Like, you know, this country, it's like they expected us to like sow the land, and then our relationship to the land stop at that. You know what I mean? Like, we have this inherent connection to it, and but then they act like it's so foreign when we want to actually recreate, when we want to have fun, when we want to feel joy, when we want to heal on the land on our own terms. Right. And it should not be that way.
It shouldn't.
And so we've spoken about doing outdoorsy things, which can be predominantly white or appear to be predominantly white. We've seen you talk about growing up in a predominantly white neighborhood or state. How was that? How was your experience being mixed race growing up there? Do you see any similarities to like now creating that avenue for us in a outdoors space?
I mean, I think everything that I have experienced has definitely played a role in who I am now, what I've created now, and just the work that I continue to do. You know, I am Black and Guatemalan American, but Guatemalan and indigenous to that land. So I grew up with this perspective of having, you know, hearing these stories from my grandmother who grew up in like an actual indigenous experience as like a Maya Quiche woman in Guatemala, and hearing about the strifes and, you know, the oppression and the racism that indigenous people endure in our community there, but also being, you know, a Black mixed race person in Virginia, like it was a very that experience just has really defined everything. And because I've had sort of this like circular sort of holistic view because of it, it has shaped basically everything that I do as far as like being very intentional, being very feeling that inherent responsibility that I have to do and create and make these spaces that we need, and to also, you know, help support and foster and lift as I climb, because I think, you know, it is so important that when we are given sort of these tools and this access and or whatever sort of powers that we end up getting, that we continue to pass it on. It is all of our inherent responsibility to do so.
Period. It's the work of the Black woman. Everything you said, exactly. I'm like, we work so hard all the time.
We do.
Yes.
We really do. No, I mean, it's admirable work that you're doing. It's necessary work that you're doing. And all of our experiences are only shaping, you know, what we're here to do, what we're here to live out, the way we live out our purpose, rather. And I think when we tap into our experiences as children or lifestyle, livelihood, we're able to grow in the way that we should be going, like this show. I feel like what you do with High Club, which I love the name and I want to get into that too.
Yeah.
what you do with High Club is similar to what we do here with this show, you know, recognizing a need and a lack, and understanding that it's important for women of color, people of color, Black, specifically Black people and Black women of Black women, to have spaces where we feel like we deserve to be, to feel seen and to feel heard. And I feel like there's that definitely alignment with what you do and like what we do and what so many other creatives are doing right now is so important.
It is. And it's just building community.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely building community. And you can build community in so many different ways. Like Germany said, we build it here with the podcast. You build it with Hike Club and the other things you're involved in. What does community mean to you?
I think when I talk about like a sense of responsibility, it's also sort of this responsibility to community. Like, you know, obviously High Club is like a very literal representation of community, but no matter what sort of work I've done, you know, I always have that same North Star of making sure that I am doing what I can to help either represent Black people, or to, you know, help open doors or help people on their journeys, whatever it is. Because, you know, even just like in work, I've been freelancing for the last year of my life, which has been such a crazy ride. But before that, I was working full time for Undefeated, and I helped to get the first Black woman up on the billboard on La Brea Avenue.
Wow.
And this was like an intentional moment, as far as like, I think we had a billboard that previously had like Whitney Houston or something on there, but this was the first time that we had like a Black female athlete in this very white male dominated space get on this billboard. And that is like a whole story in itself that involved like Nike and us, but it's just sort of a nod to just like, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, I'm always trying to do good and do better for my community in whatever way I can. So if that means helping make that billboard happen, then that's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, advancing us. That's what it seems like to me.
Exactly.
Have you always had that spirit though, or is this something that has come to you as a, like, as you mature and you become an adult? Or have you always been like,
fuck
that?
Well, I told y'all I'm a Virgo, so basically I came out of the womb this way. No, but seriously, it seriously has always been something that was ingrained into me from a very, very young age. I know I mentioned my grandma, and she is a huge part of why it was, but I have always had this bigger sense of sort of responsibility and purpose to do everything that I can to just contribute to the greater good in that way. And when I talk about the greater good, I mean, it is really specifically talking about Black and brown people, because obviously that community and that communal tie is so strong.
Yes. I want to back up a little bit because we just immediately got into like, okay, hi, Claire. Like, tell people a little bit about yourself personally, like who Evelyn is along your journey, because you mentioned freelancing and having a pass with Undefeated. Like, share a little, if you're comfy, cozy about your journey and how you even got here, you know?
Yeah. So, like we mentioned a little bit, I grew up in Northern Virginia. Shout out to Woodbridge, Virginia.
Okay.
But I kind of grew up around Northern Virginia, obviously mainly in Woodbridge. I went to school in Richmond. I went to VCU. So I had this very like non-traditional sort of LA story. I mean, I know a lot of LA people are transplants, but like I didn't go to college here. I decided to come here later. But after college, I actually did an internship in the office of the First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Okay.
And then
Forever First Lady.
Forever
in our hearts.
The only one we acknowledge.
Exactly.
Period.
The only one we acknowledge. Mm-hmm. And then immediately started working. And I wasn't working in like, you know, a dream job or anything. I was literally doing production for this website that used to be like Groupon called Living Social. And while I was there, they started a social media team. And because I had been interning in social media stuff like while in college, I ended up getting hired for their team. And then soon after that, I ended up moving to LA where I started doing social for a women's shoe brand. So once I got to LA, I kind of just jumped around from like fashion and beauty brands. And then my last job, I obviously ended up at Undefeated. But in the meantime, once I got out here and I realized sort of the landscape of, you know, the work that I do and how everyone who is sort of doing like social media professionally is also paying attention to what they post and, you know, branding themselves in that way, I was like, oh, wait, I need to actually pay attention to that, because if I want more jobs, I need to be able to like hold my own and to show that I can like grow my own sort of thing. And so that is kind of what got me to start paying attention to my own sort of social media platforms. And then from there, just kind of paying attention and like testing and learning and figuring out what exactly I wanted to share, that ended up taking a life of its own. And it allowed me to finally just go freelance last year. And it has been so crazy. This has been the craziest year of my life, but it's been so fulfilling. And I've gotten to work on projects that I would have never in a million years thought that I would be working on. So it's been a serious blessing, but also just a wild ride, period.
Period. Think fast. Are you a pick person or the floss string sort? No matter how you clean in between, Quip has you covered, and their new refillable floss pick makes it easy on the go.
You all know Quip, the electronic toothbrush you hear about all the time, but it's their sleek, reusable floss pick you'll want to use next. The durable handle is easy to guide, restrings with a click, and comes with a compact mirrored dispensing case for on the go.
I love how cute and sleek it is.
Yes.
Plus, a single refill pod replaces over 180 single-use plastic flossers, so it's better for your teeth and the environment. Not a pick person? Quip also has refillable floss string that expands to clean. This holiday season, check out Quip's exclusive deals. And if you go to getquip.com/BGV right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/BGV. Let me spell that for you. GETQUIP.com/BGV. Quip, better oral health made simple.
You social really well. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Like your social, your page is on point.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, well, the aesthetic. You. I'm feeling the fits. I'm feeling the nails. I'm feeling the messages.
It's the nail art for me.
It's all the messages for me. I'm like, okay, come on, Ev. Bring it around. Bring it around, okay? Give us intentional posts, okay? Yeah. I'm working on that. I'm terrible with social. I'm terrible. I suck.
It definitely helps having basically my background be in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be some shit if I actually sucked at it. But it clearly was a natural alignment, and I'm glad that I just listened to that inkling to keep going that direction, because even early on, I understood that if I can sort of understand this and like master this practice, that will open sort of the gates to kind of everything else. You know what I mean? Because it is a tool. It is literally a social and community tool. And if you can talk to people, and if you can captivate people in that way, then you can take that and run with it to do anything.
You're speaking to us right
now.
That
is a gym. I hope you guys had your pens.
I had mine, because you know,
mental pen.
We talk about how difficult it is for us with social, and me personally, like I'm terrible. I have this fear of fucking vulnerability and sharing, and it's a lot, you know. So,
but like, you have to just show up as your authentic self, and that requires some vulnerability.
Yeah,
but you know, it is. The more that you sort of invest in yourself in that way, the more that you give yourself the opportunities that you eventually want to be paid for and you want people hitting you up about, then that stuff will all come. Like I always say, you know, I basically spent, I don't know, a solid like 3 years of just doing my own little side hustle of like trying to, you know, create a platform that I felt actually was seamless with me, and that allowed me to eventually quit my full-time job and just make that sort of my full-time thing. But that would not have been possible had I not used social media as a tool of like self-development and discovery, because I think a lot of people get lost in thinking they have to be this way or that way to be successful on social media. But it's like, the more that you can authentically unlock yourself and do things that come naturally to you, that don't feel like a burden or doesn't feel like you're, you know, putting on sort of this front, then the smoother the ride will be.
Period. Because that's my ride be rocky. My ride be bumpy.
The roller coaster.
I'm like, ooh, the shit, the potholes. I'm like, okay, there's potholes on my route.
Yeah,
it's too hard.
I think that what Ev said, two things that stuck out were authenticity and vulnerability. And I think there's really an art to being vulnerable, which this is give Ev's her flowers. I think you've mastered the art of being vulnerable, because you share things that we can clearly see that you're being transparent, but you're not oversharing. It's just giving small peaks and it's showing us relatability and that you are being open, but it's not like, oh, we know all about
business, right?
You know, you know, we know all about her, but it's like we know small pieces about her that make her relatable, that make her human, and it's really done with art. So kudos to you for doing that.
Period, Pooh.
Well, thank you so much. Honestly, when it comes to like that balance of obviously not oversharing, but sharing enough so people know that you're not a fucking robot,
right,
is really Beyonce. Although now she's more so on the robot side.
She is.
But there was a point where she was a little bit more balanced. But what I kind of always use her as my North Star is because, you know, even now, even though she doesn't really do interviews and stuff like that, we all know a ton about Beyonce. But when she wants to keep something private, that shit is unlocked. You know what I mean? She still lives her private life and does her thing. So I always sort of think of her as my North Star when it comes to privacy.
And now, Ev, you are my North Star.
The and guide in life.
And now you are mine, okay?
No, I do say, we used to say all the time, like, what would Beyonce do? When we knew that we needed to get on our shit with the social, we were like, what would Beyonce do? And you're right. She does have the art of vulnerability mastered, because we still do not know what happened in that elevator.
Oh, yeah. That's
the fact that we don't know.
I'm so weak.
Yeah.
I'm like, queen, just tell us what happened, sis. What happened?
We'll never get that tea.
I know. We do need some questions and some answers, but we will never get those because, you know, she ain't saying shit.
But she be teasing, you know, of course shit goes down when there's $1 billion in the elevator.
Right, but we just want to know what was the shit that went down.
We want to know. Beyonce, if you're listening, we're still waiting.
But I really love how transparent you are about your skin journey, about how you speak about your hyperpigmentation and your psoriasis. That is admirable, because I too had a skin journey. Like, when did, I think it started like 2 years ago or three, maybe
yeah.
three.
Yeah,
three.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened, but my skin just, I do know what happened. It was the birth control that my primary care physician subscribed to me that was horrible. Mm-hmm. My skin just went haywire. When I say it was like,
fuck you, bitch. That's what your skin
was
saying.
That's what my skin said.
Yeah, it just woke up one day and said, fuck you.
One day, it just went crazy. I couldn't, like, gain control of it. It was just horrible, and, like, it really affected my confidence. And seeing you share that on social media is, like, a different level for me, because I was battling it, but I was battling it alone. I couldn't imagine me posting something on the feed, like, you know,
this is me.
This is it. Yeah. Like, this is what's happening. So, like, where did you find that confidence to be transparent about your skin journey on social?
Honestly, it took me a very long time to sort of come to that. But eventually I came to the point that, like, if you are that bitch, with spots, without spots, you know, purple hair, red hair, whatever it is, that doesn't change.
Right.
And, you know, it's something that I have had to deal with since I was, like, in high school. I've had psoriasis since then, but it's appeared in, like, many different forms. You know, sometimes it's been better, sometimes it's been worse, sometimes you can tell, sometimes you can't. And I think just this sort of journey, like I said, I've really used sort of social media as this tool to pull, like, the best out of myself. And in doing so, finally realized, like, it is so silly to not talk about it. You know what I mean? I'm someone who is like, you gotta champion everything that you got, including the fucking, you know, breakouts that may happen every once in a while, because that's fucking real.
Right.
And otherwise, you, like you said, you're suffering in silence, or you're, you know, wearing clothes to mask it so people don't, like, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be just, like, showing, you know, the highlights. And if you see me out in a short sleeve shirt, you're going to see, you know, my little spots in my arms if I'm flaring up that time. So it was just more so like, this is real. This is what it is. And I, you know, people would, like, ask me, or like, oh, you know, what is that? Whatever. And it's just like, it shouldn't be this taboo thing. It should be normal to talk about it. I'm not the only one with a fucking skin issue. You know what I mean? It's just, it's been taboo to talk about, and that I just feel like it's just so so antiquated. Like, we should be open about these things. We should be talking about these things. We shouldn't be hiding ourselves. We shouldn't feel shameful because sometimes our skin may appear different, you know, every once in a while. And you know what is so crazy is that in doing so, and in this whole like sort of skin journey, I have booked some of my biggest fucking shoots at the times when like my skin was like peak flare. Like I did this Refinery 29 shoot. I did this shoot for Girlfriend Collective. And I remember with the Girlfriend Collective one, there were a few girls commenting on the post like, oh my God, I have psoriasis too. And I've never seen a model with psoriasis. And that for me was just everything, because I also had never seen it. And so to be that person and to just, you know, be fearless about it was just a really beautiful thing.
You know, I was just
liberating.
I'm veggie backing on that. I was actually going to say, in the process of you being so transparent and vulnerable, comes these aligning opportunities, like the partnership that you have with the My Topicals. I'm like, look at this. Shit is coming out of vulnerability. And no, this seriously. Is what makes me say a bag is on the other side.
A bag is on the other
side. A bag has to be on the other side. Okay, post some
we
shit.
We are where the money motherfucking resides.
Where the money resides. Where the money resides.
By seamless alignment. Like that's, God. I think that is like just the biggest thing that I preach, is when you are just showing up 100% as your authentic true self, everything just starts to kind of unfold in front of you. But the important thing is to always be listening to that inner voice that guides you in the directions that you need to go. And if you are doing all of those things, you will always succeed. Period. You will not fail.
Let me and that's when Mary had a little lamb.
Wait, what? What? You are very sick.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right. Lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
So, Ev, you have some great sense. You have a great sense of fashion.
You do.
She has a great sense of fashion, ladies, okay? I'm like, okay, the girl. The pieces are hitting. The pieces and the fits. I'm like, I'm inspired.
Yeah.
So in addition to you having this great sense of fashion, you're also really into sustainable fashion. Where does that come from? Like, how can the girls be more sustainably fashionable?
But still fit it.
Yeah.
I want to be cute, but sustainable.
Yeah. She wants to be cute, sustainable.
Yeah.
And her ass needs to look good in the sustainable fits.
I will say this. Like, a lot of sustainable fashion brands are expensive as fuck. But you know what's not expensive is shopping secondhand and going to thrift stores or, you know, Depop or whatever it is and buying shit that's already been created, that's already been used, but still looks just fine. You know what I mean? You can wear that and look cute and not be adding to sort of this like endless consumer chain of just buying all these new things. And I think for me, like, I just love my oversized shit, so I'm always looking for, like, you know, vintage t-shirts or like sweatshirts or whatever it is on these sort of sites. And not even realizing that I'm, like, being this, like, sustainable person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it really is more so sometimes on just, like, the style tip. But it is a sustainable practice at the end of the day. And so I think it's just, like, being more aware and also just, like, finding the alternatives and just being cognizant that, like, you know, do we really need all of these new things? Which is something that I still have to remind myself all the time because I love buying shoes. But, you know, finding that balance of just like, okay, well, you know, these things I can buy from a vintage store, but, you know, maybe this one thing I'll buy like brand new. Just having that sort of balance in mind is key.
Yes. If we want to be on this planet a little while longer, y'all, we got to start doing our part.
Yeah.
Part is key.
Because it's real. Exactly. It's real. It's, you know? Real. It's real. You know what else has been real? 20 motherfucking 20. So 2020 came and pulled the rug from under all of our feet. I mean, we all hit the motherfucking ground at the same time, and we got rocked, and we saw you hitting the pavement, Ev.
Yes.
Shout out to you. Yes. You were out there, you were with it, and we appreciate you for that. But how has self-care looked like for you during this pandemic? Like, what have you had to do to be like, hold on, got to take care of myself. This is what it is.
You know, it has been a struggle because we're technically supposed to be like in our damn houses all the time. Right. And that alone is draining. But I've definitely made, I mean, I basically was able to do the things that I was sort of already doing just in a bigger way. Like, you know, I would already go on road trips. I would already do these little nature trips. And because of just how everything is, I was able to do that more frequently. You know, I went to like Yosemite like 3 times this year, which is crazy.
Take me with you if you go a fourth.
Right.
If you go a fourth, take me with you. I'll be waiting.
You know what? We might just make that possible in 2021, but we'll see what COVID is looking like. But, right. You know, making that time to just go out into nature, to reset myself, because that's honestly the biggest reset for me. Even just going outside, taking a walk in the neighborhood, riding my bike, whatever it is, making sure that I'm doing those things have been such a huge tool, along with just like, you know, regular shit like meditating and journaling and therapy. Woo! Shout out to Rayanne. That was my therapist.
Shout her out.
I actually started going to therapy this year. I started in like August or something. Mm. And that shit is so life-changing. Everyone needs to be fucking going to therapy. Nice. And it should not be on some reactive shit like, oh, something is like so wrong with me that now I need to go to therapy. Like, we should all be doing this as a preventative measure and for our own mental health.
Yes.
But the way that it is talked about, it is so reactive, and I really hate that about just the mental health conversation in this country. But with that said, I found her on Open Path Collective, which provides low-cost therapy. You just have to buy like a membership that I think is like $60 or something, but it's just like a one-time fee, and then it allows you to contact any of the therapists on their platform. And like, I only pay $50 for therapy, and that is a blessing, because I could not afford to go, you know, with a regular fee, which I don't know, is like maybe $150 or $200 that she charges.
Yeah.
So yeah, that has been a huge tool. We love therapy.
We do.
We recommend therapy.
We do.
Everyone should be in therapy. So please, if the only thing you get out of this interview is I should go to therapy, that will be enough for me.
Oh, there you go, get it.
You know what? I need to tap back in with the therapy tip, because I didn't think that therapist was aligned with me.
Yeah, finding a therapist important is like dating. Honestly, yeah. Truly, you're the first one might hit, but it might not. And you have to recognize, you know, you're not really a good fit for me.
Yeah,
and that doesn't mean I'm not going to date or go to therapy, but I'm just going to find someone who's more aligned.
Yeah,
you
sometimes
definitely have to date around, because it's got to be someone that you are absolutely comfortable with, you know, being totally vulnerable to. And with her, I will say I got really lucky, because she, I mean, in Open Path, you can search by like race and ethnicity. So, of course, I was looking for a Black woman therapist.
Period.
And I stumbled on hers, and I think she had she had listed like Black and Latinx, and I was like, oh wait, this is too perfect. So I emailed her, and literally the next day she emailed me back like, yeah, I'm available, whatever. So we had a consultation. I was like, oh shit, okay, no, this feels good, she's the right one. We started our sessions, and then I like asked her like, okay, so, you know, what is your background? And she's like, oh, I am Black and Latina. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, this was literally divine intervention, because this is exactly what I was looking for.
Oh, you see, so finding those therapists is basically Well, I'm just going to say, don't settle for the wrong dick. Because that's what it's like, okay?
Germany.
Don't settle. Don't
you
settle.
Are insane.
Get the
you
one you want.
Wild. You're
get the one
wild.
You want.
Yeah.
Get the one you
it's
deserve.
It's important to get the one you want and that you deserve, and that will fulfill you.
Period. Okay, because I was settling for one that wasn't the one I wanted.
I too. Yeah, I started.
No.
I started my therapy journey in August too, and after about 2-3 sessions, I was like, it's not really a vibe. It's not a vibe, and I haven't taken the steps to find a new one yet. But that's
open
on my
path,
to-do list.
My Open Path Collective might be the way that we...
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely going to listen to them because I've heard about them multiple times from multiple people, like, and they've really found some good therapists for cost efficient.
I'm going to tap in with that too.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Thanks for that, T.
I had my question. I don't know, we're backpedaling, but I like it.
Yeah.
Hike club. Why not club? Yes. Why club? Like, I love club, but like, what is that? Give me tea.
Well, the whole thing was just supposed to be this like lighthearted, fun, warm, inviting thing. So I was like, why not name it something that I already say amongst friends and joke around with? Mm. So that's how Hike Club came to be. And it is also such a distinctly different name than any sort of like white hiking group.
Yes.
You know, they're not calling themselves Hike Club. So it was like a very sort of intentional cultural moment to call it that.
I love that. That's so cute.
So cute and fun.
It's like, clurb. That's how I say it to myself.
That's exactly how I say it to myself, too.
Oh, see, perfect. And also, I've seen that Hike Club is coming out with some sustainable merch.
Oh.
Yes, we are. We are coming out with this really cool shirt that we made on a t-shirt that's made out of recycled cotton. So
I love it.
Look out. That very soon.
Alicia, and that's how you walk that. It like you talk it.
Alicia would love that.
She would. Good gift. We'll be getting it as a gift for a friend. hopefully she didn't hear that
right
piece.
right.
Turn it off here, Alicia. I think that's it. This is really cute and fun.
Ev, you are so cute.
Yes,
you really are. And we really appreciate you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us, but can you let the homegirls know where they can find you on socials? Because I know they want to know.
And how to join the club.
Yes.
Club.
Yes. So you can find me at Eve Meets West. It's spelled exactly like it sounds. You can find Hike Club at Hike Club. You can also find us at HikeClub.com. And if you want to join or be a part of the club, there are so many different ways. You can tag us in your nature pictures, you can follow us, you can show up to our events when COVID isn't being a bitch, and we're doing that. You can donate to us through our website, you can write to us, whatever it is, you know, we have so many different ways to kind of support us and to be a part of our community. So there isn't just a one size fit all.
We love that. Ev, also I want to say congratulations that Hike Club is a nonprofit organization that happened this year, right?
We love to see it.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, congratulations. And I know entrepreneurship and this journey can be daunting and it's tough, but you're doing such a great job. We see the work that you're doing for Black and Brown women everywhere, and it's necessary work, and we're just so grateful to be connected to you. Keep
we
doing
are,
your shit
for sure, for sure.
Well, thank you all so much. This was such a pleasure.
Yay, we'll chat soon. We'll be right back.